welcome. We're opening the doors to the Radio Thrift Shop. Digging in the crates for 33s, 45s, scratchy 78s, older and newer cassette releases, and compact discs. We're going to find classic rock and pop, jazz, exotica, folk, acoustic, folk rock, indie pop, lo-fi, psychedelic, jam bands, library and production music, easy listening, and just about everything else that tickles my ears. Hopefully it all makes sense by the end of the hour. I'm DJ Frederick. Thank you for tuning in. Let's explore the thrift shop. Thank you. some very recognizable music composed by Henry Mancini. It's the theme to the TV series Peter Gunn, as performed by Melvin Craig. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. Finding yourself in the dusty grooves here at the Thrift Shop on this very wonderful radio station. And you can also find us online at radioforall.net. Just search for Radio Thrift Shop. All right, let's keep digging into the crates and see what we find.
Shaking like a leaf on the desert heat. His daddy's got a bag that's so hard to beat. I bought me a ticket, got a front row seat. I'm checking out the show with a glassy eye. Looking at the sun dancing through the sky. Did he come by UFO? Chicks are full in the book I read. Only man I know that got up from the dead. A lot of people living by the words that I said. I'm checking out the show with a glassy eye. Looking at the sun dancing through the sky. Did he come by UFO? Think he'll ever come again a different way. Maybe he is coming all I was away. Too much goodness is a sin today. I'm checking out the show with a glassy eye. Looking at the sun dancing through the sky. Did he come by UFO? Just a little different than a previous year. I think the happiness is getting very near. I'm checking out the show with a glassy eye. Looking at the sun dancing through the sky. Did it come by UFO? Did it come by UFO?
Could have been a sailor, could have been a cook. A real life lover, could have been a book. I could have been a signpost, could have been a clock. As simple as a kettle, steady as a rock. Could be here and now. I would be, I should be, but how? I could have been, but what are these things first? I could have been. Could have been your pillar, could have been your dove. Could have stayed beside you, could have stayed for more. I could have been your statue, could have been your friend. A whole long lifetime could have been the end. I could be oh so true. I would be, I should be through and through. I could have been. What are these things first? I could have been. Could have been a flute, a real life giver. Could have been a boot. I could have been a signpost. Could have been a clock. As simple as a kettle, steady as a rock. Could be even here. I would be, I should be so near. I could have been for one of these things first. I could have been. Thank you.
John Berberian and the Rock East Ensemble from 1969. That was The Magic Ground. Before that, Mr. Nick Drake, One of These Things First. Everything that man wrote was brilliant. And we started off with Jim Sullivan, the title track to his LP, UFO. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop, cruising up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound. If you are at all interested in checking out shortwave radio, I heartily recommend WRMI, which broadcasts on numerous frequencies 24 hours a day, a variety of programs, including my own, that you'll find there popping up all over the place. For more information, you can check out WRMI.net. That's WRMI.net.
Back from the line of fire.
little indie set there. We started off with Junip and Line of Fire, and then we cruised into Tommy Guerrero's Mysterious Frequencies. And if you love the mysterious frequencies of radio, please stay tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop.
This is Bird Note. Noise pollution in a city can be exhausting for people. It's also a unique challenge for birds, trying to sing through the loud hum of traffic. Many birds just belt it out, but there are other ways to be heard. Great tits, song sparrows and house finches that live in a city sing at a higher pitch than their country cousins. Other city birds alter their timing. The nightingales of Berlin sing more loudly on weekends than on weekdays. While European robins in cities sing more at night when there's less of a din. Urban noise drowns out the nuances of a competitor's song, compromising a robin's judgment of potential rivals. During the 2020 pandemic-induced pause in noise pollution, many city dwellers thought birds were singing louder, but it was actually that birdsong was just far easier to hear. In fact, some birds, like white-crowned sparrows, reverted to a gentler volume, singing more softly and with more information in their songs than when they had to compete with the incessant roar of urban life. Next time a bit of birdsong breaks through the noise in the city to reach your ears, think of the extra grit and ingenuity that bird had to muster to be heard. For Bird Note, I'm Wenfei Tong.
What is ham radio? It's the most fun you can have with a radio. Talk to people around the world or even orbiting the world. And you don't need a 2-year contract or internet access to do it. Learn about electronics and be of service to your community. ARRL, the National Association for Amateur Radio, has over 2,000 clubs across the country, including this one in your area.
For more information on the Amateur Radio Club in the Kearsarge region, check out the Kentuckook Valley Radio Club at k1bke.wordpress.com. And speaking of amateur radio, there's also amateur press. I'm a member of the National Amateur Press Association, also known as NAPA, who has recently started adding audio discs to their monthly mailings of independent journals. And we're going to hear a segment that I've been including in the audio bundles for NAPA. This is Random Radio Notes about Radio Emma Talk. This is Random Radio Notes, Volume 1, Number 2. I'm Frederick Moe, and this is published for the National Amateur Press Association. In this edition, I'd like to introduce you to Radio Emma Talk. It's a radio program that celebrates the wireless station 2MT. In 1922, from a long, low hut full of long, low people, a small group of young Marconi employees entertained radio amateurs and listeners across the UK and beyond with regular experimental broadcasts every Tuesday evening. Now, the broadcasts originated from Rittle on the outskirts of Chelmsford, Essex, and the enthusiastic team led by Captain Peter Eckersley assembled their transmitter together with gramophone player, microphone, and on occasions a piano from the local pub to entertain listeners. Now, transmissions from Radio Emma Talk lasted for just a year, but their impact was enormous. Many of the people involved moved on to make major contributions to the works of Marconi and the BBC. Now, my friend Jim Salmon has been working on celebrating Radio Emma Talk with a radio program called Radio Emma Talk World Service. It's a program that is broadcast every month on shortwave stations around the globe. So instead of talking a whole lot about Radio Emma Talk, I'm going to give you a listen. Let's hear the opening identifications of Radio Emma Talk.
Hello, CQ. Hello, CQ.
Radio Emma Talk. the Radio Amatok World Service.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Radio Amatok.
Namaste, good morning, good afternoon or good evening. आप जहाँ कहीं भी सुन रहे हैं, आप सबका Radio Amatok World Service पे स्वागत है.
Wherever you are, you're with Radio Amatok.
There may be some atmospherics, there may be some jamming. There may be some oscillation. Whew! But hang on, CQ, we're just going to...
And now, for the next 30 minutes, the Radio Amatok World Service presents 2MT Remembered, the Aleutra Report, Our Friends in Radio, Station Zong, and Contact.
This is Radio Amatok.
Well, good day to you and a very warm welcome to the first in a series of programmes entitled the Radio Amatok World Service. Our aim is to provide a radio-related entertainment and information programme and to raise awareness of the Radio Amatok project. Radio Amatok? Well, this is a part-time, pop-up, enthusiast, amateur, very amateur, radio station created to celebrate the UK's first regular radio broadcast service, 2MT. And over the coming months, we hope to tell the story of this small, inspiring and unique radio service, which broadcast from a wooden hut in Riddle on the outskirts of Chelmsford, Essex, on Tuesday evenings between February 1922 and February 1923. We also will be celebrating the wonderful hobby of radio listening and transmitting, past and present, and we welcome your participation. Details of how you can get in touch with us are coming up, and we look forward to hearing from you. So it just remains for me to say welcome from me, Jim Salmon, also known as 2E0RMI. Thank you for tuning in, and I hope you enjoy the programme.
Wherever you are with the Radio Amatok World Service.
And that is the opening of the Radio Amatok World Service. For more information, you can visit Amatok, that's EMMATOC.org. Or you can write to amatok1922@gmail.com. This has been Random Radio Notes, Volume 1, Number 2, and I'm DJ Frederick.
I can't find the time to tell you. I can't find the time to tell you. So many things to say, I could fit them in a book, fit them in a book of a thousand pages, yeah. Baby, you're right. Baby, you're right. Da 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 da. I can't find the time to tell you. Da 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 da. Fall in love with you every time I see you, yeah. Light gowns of regal lace that are flowing to the ground in a mist around you,
baby.
Time to tell you.
1960s band The Circle with She Was Here. Before that, Orpheus from Boston, Can't Find the Time. Well, this is DJ Frederick. I hope you're digging what we're doing here at the Radio Thrift Shop. If you have any questions, please feel free to email me. The email address is freeradioskybird@icloud.com. That's freeradioskybird@icloud.com.
Here's a program from our archives. Walking through a forest, a hunter pauses to summon his hawk. Or listening to the sounds of falconry, one of the world's oldest sports. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is the Pulse of the Planet.
This is Bandit. He's a Harris hawk.
Pulse of the Planet listener Dan Cicchini is among a number of hunters who practice falconry, the ancient sport of kings, in which falcons and hawks are used to seize prey. Today, Dan is out hunting with his hawk, Bandit.
I'm just petting him here on the chest here. He's kind of fluffed out. It's sunny out. It's a little bit cool. This is about as cool as Harris hawks can take or like. So what we'll do is I'll put him up in a tree, and we can work along the trees here and see if we can find any bunnies through this area.
The birds used in falconry are trained to fly from a person's fist in search of prey and then return there when the hunter gives a signal, such as a whistle. But hawks will sometimes stay in the brush near their prey, so Bandit is wearing bells around its ankles in case Dan needs help locating him.
He's up there now. He's enjoying the sun here. He's kind of just preening, and he did what's called rousing, which is kind of raising her feathers up and shaking them. Let's see if I can get him to come along over here a little bit more. Let's go! When I first let him go, he went to a branch about 10 feet off the ground. As he comes along, he'll tend to move up in a tree a bit, so he's maybe anywhere from 25 to 50 feet up in the tree. And then if any quarry gets up, he's got the advantage of using gravity to give him some momentum, just like they do in the wild. Plus, he's got a bigger field of view when he's got a higher perch like that.
Go! Several hundred falconers will be convening this week at the annual meeting of the North American Falconers Association. You've been listening to a program from our archives. Hey, check out our website, pulseplanet.com, for news of my latest project. It's a novel. I'm Jim Metzner, and this is The Pulse of the Planet.
Smell of incense, fill the room. get to know you.
Yes, I would.
But I'd like to get to know you.
If I could.
But I'd like to get to know
you. Finally, I've tried searching all around. Just was not the answer. What I thought was true looked a bit like you. I figured I might chance her.
But I'd like to get to know you.
Yes, I would.
But I'd like to get to know you.
If I could.
But I'd like to get to know
you. All you need to say is she went on her way. Said it was all over.
Do, 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 do.
Well, it's been some time, and I guess that I'm just meant to be a rover.
But I'd like to get to know you.
Yes, I would.
Yes, I'd like to get to know you.
If I could.
And our gang, I'd like to get to know you. Before that, the West Coast Pop Art Experimental Band with The Smell of Incense. And we started off with a sitar outreach ministry from a cassette released in 2016. That was Mike Oldfield's Tubular Bells theme. And that is going to wrap it up for this edition of the Radio Thrift Shop. I hope you've been grooving to the tunes. And remember, wherever you are on the planet, take good care of yourself, take good care of your community, and take good care of those you love.